Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And Arkansas has won 15 straight.
Will McIntyre, he's the diffuser.
The diffuser.
He's been fooling batters since his high school days at Bryant. When the Hogs are in a jam, who does DVH call on? The diffuser, Will McIntyre. Brought to you by Centennial Bank. Build a strong financial game plan with Centennial Bank. Member FDIC.
Good morning, Will.
Morning, guys.
What up, William?
Appreciate you always jumping on when you play the day before. I made the comment to the guys. I said, though, I was out of town last night, and by the time I got back, I was out, and I didn't get a chance to see any of the game last night. I said, well, I presume Will didn't pitch, and you got two innings in, three strikeouts, so it's always nice to get in and beat some in-state talent. You guys took care of business. Were you happy with your performance last night?
Yeah, definitely. I could have put some guys away earlier, but, I mean, it's always good to go out there and throw some zeros.
You do get the win, 13-3. Let's go back last weekend, just a killer in Athens. Great drama, but just couldn't get the job done. Georgia's a very tough team. I would presume they're the toughest team you've played yet, but just talk about those last couple of games in Athens.
Yeah, it was a great series, hard fought. I'm proud of the guys. How we fought all series. It's always hard to play on the road, especially in the SEC, and great ball club over there in Georgia. And I think just we put up a tough fight every game, and it just showed, you know, the grit this team has, and that we're not going to back down from a fight, especially on the road in a tough environment.
Justin, you were talking about Justin Moore with us, talking about, you know, making mistakes or having things happen now are better for them to happen now, right, Justin, as opposed, you know, you get those, you work those out of your system and get you ready for playoff time. Is that what you were talking about the last couple of days or during that weekend series?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you'd rather make them now than in the postseason, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at that game and evaluate certain situations, Will, where hey, you could have done things better, whether it be on the mound, whether it could be at the plate or whatever, or in the field. And I don't get caught up. You guys have been so dominant during the regular season that it doesn't bother me that you guys lose a series at number 7 Georgia. You want to win every one of them, but, you know, it also puts a lot of pressure on you. You know, you've been around long enough when you keep winning and winning, and the pressure is to keep winning. And really, the ultimate goal is to get to Omaha at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play your best ball at the end of the season. So, you know, struggles here and there aren't the worst thing in the world. It, you know, we can learn from it, teach us lessons, and grow from it and just continue to get better. You don't want to be hot right now and then lose it at the end of the year. So, if you know, have some early struggles in the middle of the season that we can learn from and grow upon is always good.
Yeah, that's where we come as a fan, Will. That's where we come in when we go, no, we really don't mind number 1 losing to number 7 because we want you to get that loss out of the way now. But you said it a little bit more politically correct or a little bit more soft. Just don't – we're counting on some bigger wins down the
way. Well, and it doesn't get any easier. I mean, that's one thing about this. You got Texas A&M, a Texas A&M team that's starting to play better now.
It's hot.
Yeah, obviously they're coming into Fayetteville. But what are you guys from a – what does Coach Van Horn talk to you guys about A&M?
Yeah, just exactly what he said. They're a team that, you know, they started off the season struggling really bad, and they've won their last two series. Coming off a walk-off I saw against South Carolina. So that's a team that's coming in with some confidence and swagger, and, you know, our job is just to, you know, end that.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Keep playing the ball that we play. You know, our fans are going to give us a good environment to play in. They have to come play us here, so that's always tough. And just defend our home ballpark.
Yeah, you can't take any game or any series lightly. And even I mentioned every time I see you guys play a midweek game, I see Coach Van Horn like this morning talked about yesterday. You have that travel from Athens. You're worn out. You're exhausted. You got to find a way to still play. And you guys got it done. The Aloy brothers last night do it again. First time they've homered together in the same game. Since Ole Miss, but I tell you what, when those guys make contact with the ball, it's going a long way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, those guys know how to swing it. I've been telling Cahill I need to go play golf with him. I kind of want to see how far he can hit a golf ball.
Yeah, I imagine he can crush it, either one of those guys. You know, I was wondering, too, I don't know if I've ever seen, I can't remember, Justin, I don't know about you, the Aggies in Fayetteville, or even, I guess I haven't paid much attention to the Aggie baseball program. Are they like they? Or do they do all the crazy things at baseball, Will, that they do in football? All the cheers, all the swaying, and do they do all the same kind of things that they do for football and baseball?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a sight to see every time we've gone down there in College Station. It kind of throws me for a loop of what's going on.
Do they have?
So they're Bush League.
Do they have the male cheerleaders out there as well at the baseball games, or do they? What's the scoop on that?
I've never seen them on the dugout.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen them and I've heard them, but I don't really know exactly like what they're involved in with the baseball game.
Move on.
You like the Ribby girls? Are they called?
Who don't?
Are they called the Ribby girls for Arkansas? Is that what they're called? Ribby,
if that helps.
The RBI girls.
I'm sorry, it's just the RBI girls.
Yes, it Will pays no attention to that.
Well, listen, buddy. Great job last night. Good luck this weekend against A&M. Beat those Aggies, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Always good talking to you.
Thanks, buddy. Will. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Thanks to Centennial Bank for that sponsorship.
Thanks, Centennial.